This is Bonnie Sala with Reset. It's late at night on the other side of the world when I finally get a text message on my phone. It's Anya, my friend for whom God answered many prayers when Anya and her husband welcomed a baby girl into their arms just 2 months ago. But tonight, she's texting me from a bomb shelter. She can hear fighting as her tiny daughter finally falls asleep. I pray for her by text, and I tell her that God made her little girl strong, that she was born for such a time as this. But my heart is broken. In the words of Henri Nouwen, I am beginning to see that much of praying is grieving. In this anguish, the words of Psalm 77 are so fitting. I think of God and I moan, overwhelmed with longing for his help. Like David, I wonder, has the Lord rejected? Has God forgotten to be gracious? Has he slammed the door on his compassion? But then, says David, I recall all you have done, O Lord. I remember your wonderful deeds. I cannot stop thinking of your mighty works. And I have to think of little baby Sonia, this long prayed for gift of God. The psalm ends by telling how God led the Israelites through mighty waters of the sea, through a pathway no one knew was there. In times of despair, ours is a God who directs those he loves with pathways no one knows are there. Yes, at times we grieve. Always we pray.
You've just heard Bonnie Sala with Reset. Reset your life by spending time with the truth and grace of God's Word today. For more resources like this, visit guidelines.org.